Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for the privilege to begin another week of broadcasting the gospel of the grace of God. And I trust whatever you're doing, if it's at all possible, you join with us as we worship the Lord today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of Psalms 85. And I'm continuing the message that I began last week on the kind of revival that we need. But in Psalm number 85, and in verse number 6, the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And I pointed out to you, in this psalm, we find in the first 3 verses, the writer is looking backward at what God has done. In the last 3 verses, we find him looking forward at what God is going to do in the future. But in the middle of the psalm, verse number 6, the question is asked not about the past, not about the future, but about now. Let me just say it again. We do not live in the good old days of yesteryear, and we do not live in the sweet by and by. Thank God for what God's done in the past. Thank God for what God's going to do out in the future. But friend, we live in the nasty now and now. And we need something for today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but for today. And so revival is God intervening in the affairs of men now. It's God meeting us where we're at, bringing us to where he wants us to be, working a work of grace in our lives that will make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the psalmist prayed in Psalms 51, that will restore unto us the joy of our salvation, and that will cause us, as the psalmist said here, to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, I pointed out to you, first of all, there is a plea. Wilt thou not revive us again? Second, I pointed out to you, there is a people. He mentions the word us, and then he mentions thy people. And thirdly, there is the purpose of revival. He said that thy people may rejoice in thee. And then we began our study looking at the need of revival. And I said to you, first of all, the need of revival is manifest in our culture. Second, we're going to look at the fact that the need of revival is manifest in our country. And thirdly, we're going to look at the fact that the need of revival is manifest in our churches. I said to you on the broadcast last week that when you look at the culture, the society that you and I live in, if you know anything about God, about his word, and about his work, then this culture cries out to you, we need revival. I also made this statement. I make it again. When I was a younger man, even approaching my middle age, I would have never dreamed that the culture in America would get as wicked and as ungodly as it has. And I started listing several things about our culture that cries out, we need revival. And I've only got a couple of them mentioned. Let me review them. Then we move on in our study of the Word of God today. I said to you, first of all, that the need of revival in our culture is manifest by the drugs that are being used of our day. So many, countless numbers of people are hooked on drugs, of all different sorts. I am not going to try to name the different ones and spend time dealing with the difference in them. But friend, if you know anything about the culture that you live in, there are drugs everywhere. Our schools are filled with them. Our younger people are exposed to them. And many, many are hooked on different types of drugs. Only the Lord knows the tears that were shed over this past weekend by parents, by companions, by children, by friends and family members and neighbors because of the effect of drugs upon someone's life that is dear to them. One of the most frightening things that a person could find out about one of their children is to find out that their son or their daughter is doing drugs. Oh, it doesn't matter whether it's smoking pot, whether it's sniffing cocaine, or whether it's popping pills, or whether it's meth. It does not matter, friend. It is a tragedy. It's a heartbreak when a parent finds out that their children are doing drugs. And then it is a heartbreak when a companion, whether it be husband or wife, find out that their spouse is hooked on drugs. Oh, how many marriages are suffering today? How many will wind up in the divorce court because of one or two of the companions being hooked on drugs? And friend, I want to say again, education is not powerful enough to stem the tide. Legislation is not strong enough to turn the tide. And I want to say the only answer to this drug-addicted generation is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Them come to Christ and be saved and set free by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say, thank God he can. He can take you off of dope and put you on hope and take you out of the mire and put you in the choir. So as I speak today, am I speaking to somebody who's had a bad weekend because of doing drugs and you wish you could get free? You promised your companion you'd quit. You promised yourself you'd quit, but you're right back at it again. I want to tell you, would you listen to this preacher? Christ is the answer. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to set you free from the power of that awful habit that you are involved in. And oh, my friend, wherever you listen to me today, if you will turn to the Savior and cry out for help, God will help you and God will save you and set you free, not only from the sin of doing drugs, but from every sin, and make you a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I must move on. Not only did I say to you that the need of revival is manifest in our culture because of the continual usage of drugs, but second, I pointed out to you that the need of revival is manifest in our culture because of the continual drinking and drunkenness of our generation. And it's not just an American problem. It's around the world. But we are a nation that is living in a drunken stupor before God Almighty. And I pointed out to you from the Word of God where the Bible said wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And we went in the Word of God and we looked at the first time a person was drunk in the Bible, found in the book of Genesis chapter number 9 and verse 21. And I pointed out to you the effect of that first experience of Noah being drunken, how that it affected, first of all, his son Ham and his descendants through his son Canaan. God pronounced a curse upon them. You see, Noah was naked and was drunken as he lay there in his tent, and Ham went in and saw him, and God pronounced a curse upon the descendants of Ham through his son Canaan. And then I pointed out to you how that his other two sons, Shem and Japheth, had to cover up for what drunkenness had done to their father. And on in the Word of God, we looked at several places. We looked at the book of Proverbs, chapter number 23, and we saw six or seven things there in that scripture that drunkenness does to a person. Notice in verse number 29 of Proverbs 3, it is given to us in question form. The Bible said, number one, who hath woe? Number two, who hath sorrow? Number three, who hath contention? Number four, who hath babblings? Number five, who hath wounds without cause? And number six, who hath redness of eyes? And God answers that with one statement. He said, they that tarry long at wine, and they that go to seek mixed wine. And we looked at many things in the Bible that God deals with about drinking. I pointed out to you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verses 9 down through verse number 11, where the Bible teaches us that no drunkard will inherit the kingdom of God. And my friend, drunkenness is not only causing a lot of torture and torment and problems here upon this earth for a lot of people, but oh, it's going to take a lot of people to hell. And my friend, not just daddies, but daddies and mothers. And not just daddies and mothers, but their children with them. I want to say it again, friend. God said wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. So we saw the need of revival is manifest in our culture because of the drug situation of our day and because of the drinking situation of our day. The Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to move on in our study. But again, may I say to you that listen by the radio today that if you are hooked in this web of drug addiction, or if you're hooked in this web of drinking, I want to say to you, there is freedom from that in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Son therefore makes free, shall be free indeed. And I want to say to you again, God's waiting on you, and he's wanting to help you. If you'll turn to him and call on him today, he'll set you free from the bondage of drugs and the bondage of drinking. Father, honor your word. Help your people and help that drunk or that drug addict that listens today to turn to you and be saved. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time Broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Again, onward, it's growing.